On this week's Legal Issues in the News, Verity Winship takes a look at how the Supreme Court and how lower courts take cases.
The Supreme Court is often in the headlines. It decides cases about contested social issues, abortion, same-sex marriage, affirmative action, or it's in the news for the deep divisions about who is on the court and how they get there. But I want to take a minute to look at judging beyond the Supreme Court. When I teach law students, there comes a point when they've read too many Supreme Court opinions, when they are convinced that how a judge comes out depends only on what that judge ate for breakfast. The antidote to Supreme Court-itis, at least for students, is to read the opinions of trial judges. These judges have to make sense of the Supreme Court's dictates, however cryptic, however divided, and apply them to the particular fight before them. The bulk of the work is in these trial courts. The Supreme Court resolved 80 cases in the 2014 term and wrote 66 opinions. In the same year, federal trial courts faced about 360,000 filings. What I have to say may not change your opinion about the influence of breakfast, and it's not meant to take away from the importance of the Supreme Court. But at the very least, I want to suggest that what you think about the Supreme Court is not necessarily what you should think about other judges and other judging, and that the jobs are often fundamentally different. How are they different? Reason number one, you get what you get and you don't get upset. The Supreme Court gets to choose the cases it hears. Parties petition the court to accept the case. About 7,000 cases were filed in the Supreme Court in the 2014 term, and the court accepted 80 of them. That's about 1%. So the Supreme Court chooses its cases. Not so for other judges. In some trial courts, judges are assigned by the spin of a wooden wheel filled with index cards. On each index card is written a judge's name. While the wheel spins, a court clerk reaches out a hand to draw a card randomly. That determines which judge gets the case. Another trial court system uses computer-generated decks of cards. Each card bears the name of a judge. They are sorted into multiple virtual decks, including the somewhat unfortunately named Master Criminal pile. In other words, you get what you get in the judging roulette. Reason number two. Once the trial judge gets a case, the judge has to do something with it. The parties make a motion for the judge to take action, dismiss the case, grant relief. Reason number three. The facts. The trial court is home to the messiness of disputes. Unlike other courts in the system, it is the job of the trial court to sort out what happened. The other courts defer to these findings. That is judging beyond the Supreme Court. And this is Verity Winship.
Legal Issues in the News can be heard every Monday morning at AM 580 at 7:45, and it can be found online all the time at will.illinois.edu. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get it delivered right to your smart device.